All right, today one of the things we celebrate today is the feast of Saint Francis of Assisi. Have any of you heard of him? Saint Francis? More often than not, when you'll see a statue of a guy with a bald head in gardens, and he usually has a dove in his hand, he's usually wearing a long robe. That's generally a statue of Saint Francis. You see his statue a lot in gardens. A lot of times he's holding a bowl and people use that to put like bird seeds in, because St. Francis really loved nature. He loved creation. And he also is known for talking to birds and other creatures. And so one of the ways we remember him is like later on today after church, about lunchtime, we're going to have a pet blessing where people can bring their pets or pictures or drawings of their pets, and we can say special prayers and blessings over them and give thanks for all the wonderful things our animals give to us. But also, a little bit of background about St. Francis. St. Francis, as I said, like his name implies, was born in a town called Assisi, and this is in Italy. And he was, when he was a young man, he was a lot of fun. He was the guy who he was very spoiled. His dad gave him all sorts of money. He was the one that people hung around with because he was always he always had the newest things. He always, had good food around, and, really was just one of those people who just had a good time. But, like many of his people, he ignored, the poor people. And then one day he had this feeling, he had some dreams, and he started realizing in his heart that God was talking to him. Because, sometimes when God talks to us, it starts from a feeling within that we know something needs to be different. And what he started understanding was that he needed to, stop living like a spoiled little kid and start helping out other people. And some of the people he helped out a lot were like the really poor children who didn't really have enough to eat. We talk a lot about birds, and you'll see a picture of him with a wolf, but one of the biggest things was to make sure that people had enough food, and also to know that God loved them, and also he helped them when they were sick. And a lot of times he put himself at risk to help other people. Now in our gospel today, near the end, you hear about Jesus wanting children to come to him. Back then, children were often ignored. They weren't considered very important, until they got older. Everybody wanted kids, but nobody paid much attention to them. And Jesus called, when Jesus showed up and all these people wanted, children came up to get blessed by him or to be, seen and talked to him, his disciples try to keep them away. His disciples are the people who follow him around, the other adults. And Jesus got cranky with them and told them to leave the kids come over, because he really wanted the children to know that they were as welcome as everybody else in this new church. Just as you are, this is, this church isn't just your parents' church. This church is yours as much as everybody else, and you're just as important, and Jesus wanted you all to know that. And that's why, sometimes we have, like Miss Olive and the other teachers are, teaching you class on Sundays, and we have you participate in the sermons and in the church. We want you to know a little bit more about Jesus and to understand all the wonderful things he gives you, so that one day when you're a little older, you can share this wonderful stuff with little kids. Now, as I said, today is the feast of St. Francis, so we celebrate, this wonderful man who was willing to give everything to help other people out. And one of the best ways to celebrate is just to be nice to other people, to make sure that if anybody needs anything, and if you can help them out, to do so. And also sometimes, like St. Francis often did, sometimes the only thing we have is our prayer. And that's one of the most important things we can do for somebody, is say a prayer for them. You ever pray for anybody? You ever say a prayer for somebody? every once in a while, you know, I'm going to guess that Miss Olive and the other teachers every once have you pray. So, you know, that's one of the most important things you can do to honor Jesus and to remember St. Francis is just to say a prayer for somebody today, okay? All right, thank you. I'll sit down. All right. Now for you adults. I'm just going to keep this. Today, many of you, I'm hoping that if you haven't, you will have received, you'll receive the first letter. We're beginning our annual stewardship. And this year, our theme is God the Giver. And as we all know, there's no bigger giver than God. That any, you know, those of you who remember the old church, you know, when right before the communion started, bring up all the offerings and you would hear the priest, all things come from thee, O Lord, and of thine own who have given you. And it's that reminder that, you know, it doesn't matter if we own a piece of paper that says that this piece of property belongs to us. It doesn't matter how much that we might have, you know, in belongings. It all comes from God. It all is God's. And it comes from God's generosity. Yes, we may have worked very hard to earn various things, yet God has given us the ability, the talent, sometimes the willingness. And so what we ask at this time of year is to look at our giving and to consider all the wonderful things God has given us. And to start thinking about our 2016, as we always refer to as our pledge, our commitment to the church and to the ministry. Now, our pledge or our tithe is much more than bricks and mortars and, you know, in cleaning products, though they are part of our ministry. I know a lot of times it's hard to think about things like upkeep as part of the ministry, but part of our mission is to provide people a place of worship, to gather for formation, like with our Sunday school. And a lot of what we do is also considered, you know, our mission, our outreach to the community around us. Now, I know the, you know, biblically they talk about 10%, and I know for some people that's a difficulty. But part of what we're asking this year is to prayerfully consider in the next few weeks. You know, we're going to have various members of the church, some of them longtime member, maybe some longtime, maybe not so longtime members, some younger members, some younger than that members, to talk about their own experience with stewardship and giving. Now, excuse me, we are a wonderful, beautiful worship space. We have wonderful, beautiful people. And as we all know, ministry at times, you know, cost a little bit. You know, so my brothers and sisters, as I said, during the next few weeks, you'll be receiving your pledge cards in the middle of next month. But I hope that in the meantime, you will prayerfully consider what it is that you can give back to God. You know, sometimes, you know, if we're giving a certain amount and we can't quite get up to the point that we want to be at, it's okay to start with, say, this year you give a certain percentage more and you build up. But the main thing is to do so with a prayerful and joyful heart, to remember that God is the ultimate giver. And each and every one of us has been made in God's image, which I guess by default makes us all givers. You know, as I said earlier, we have a wonderful place of worship, and a lot of wonderful things have gone on here during the years and continue to happen here. And I am looking forward, as both your vicar and your priest, to share this ministry to the world, to continue all the good work that our fathers and mothers before us started here, so that our young people, whether they stay here or move on to another space, will have the opportunity to get to know Jesus and to be able to share that wonder with other people, to show them the wonders of a giving heart. So my brothers and sisters, I'm going to just ask for you to prayerfully consider that in the next month. And then our in-gathering this year will be November 1st, which is All Saints Day. So it'll be one of the high feast and holy days of this church that we will be collecting your pledge cards.